the U.S. government has confirmed that its computer network has been hit by a cyber attack. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency says it's working to identify and mitigate any potential compromises. The Washington Post earlier reported that at least two departments, including the Treasury, had been targeted. It suggested the hikes were linked to an attack last week on cybersecurity firm FireEye, which claimed attackers stole tools used to test customers' computer systems. FireEye said it suspected the attack was state-sponsored. A gunman has died after being shot by police outside a landmark New York City cathedral. The man began firing at the end of a Christmas choral concert at a Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine. Local reports say he appeared to be emotionally disturbed and shot a gun indiscriminately in the air. He was shot by police in the head and later died in a hospital. No other injuries were reported in the incident. The cathedral is one of the world's largest. Construction began in 1892 and is still incomplete. Brazil's Supreme Court has given Health Minister Eduardo Pazuello 48 hours to fix the starting date for a national vaccination program to fight the world's second deadliest outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic. Brazil published its vaccination plan Saturday without providing details. The plan sets an initial goal of vaccinating 51 million people, well, one-fourth of the population, in the first half of 2021. And the optimal target, according to the plan, is to vaccinate more than 70% of the population. The first deliveries of COVID-19 vaccines have arrived in Canada, with the first shots in the country expected as soon as Monday. Canada and the United States are set to become the first Western nations after the UK to begin inoculations with the vaccine developed by Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. The initial 30,000 doses will go to 14 sites around Canada. The most vulnerable people, including the elderly in long-term care facilities and healthcare workers, will be first in line for shots. U.S. hospitals are to start providing the first shots on Monday, but it will take months before most Americans can get a COVID-19 vaccine. Healthcare workers and elderly residents and care homes are first in line to receive the inoculations of a two-dose regimen. The government plans to have more than 100 million people, or about 30% of the U.S. population, immunized by March. Meantime, the number of COVID-19 deaths in the United States is currently approaching 300,000, with more than 2,400 lives lost a day. All 27 European Union countries are expected to start a COVID-19 vaccination program on the same day once the vaccines have been approved. Italian Special Commission for the Coronavirus, Domenico Arcuri, dismissed suggestions that some member states may start a campaign before others.
There will be, and we are hoping for, a symbolic day when the vaccinations will begin all over Europe. The idea that one European country could begin before another is far from the spectrum of information we have.
He says Italy's first phase of vaccinations is expected to start in mid-January, with 1.8 million healthcare workers and residents and staff in nursing homes. Italy will set up about 300 pavilions in town squares and other public areas where people will receive the shots. Bahrain has officially approved the registration of a COVID-19 vaccine developed by the China National Pharmaceutical Group, or Sinopharm. Local reports say the country's National Health Regulatory Authority made a decision after thorough review and evaluation of the clinical trial's data. Results from Phase 3 clinical trials show an 86% efficacy rate and 100% effectiveness in preventing moderate and severe cases of COVID-19. The tests in Bahrain started in August and have involved over 42,000 volunteers. The country authorized the emergency use of the Chinese vaccine in November to cover frontline professionals in contact with COVID-19 patients.